I'm Tish, and welcome to the TV Deep Dive podcast. Each week, we do a deep dive into all things TV related. This week, we are concluding. That's right. We are ending our Beverly Hills mini dive into couples, and we are talking about Steve and Janet from 90210. But before we can get into that, let me check in with my co-host.
Hi, I'm Christina.
Hey, Christina, what have you been watching?
We watched an episode of Suits today, or a couple of episodes of Suits today. Otherwise, haven't really watched that much. I was considering putting on The Secret Life of the American Teenager because I was editing it, our episode the other day, and I was like, oh, I forgot we said that. Maybe I put it on, but then my husband came in and he was not going to watch that with me. So we put on Suits instead. What about you?
I've been watching, like I was talking about before, I've been watching SkyMed, Irrational, and Found. Those are like my weekly shows that I'm watching. And then I'm watching NCIS New Orleans, and I was sick on Monday, so I had like a huge binge marathon, and I watched like finished season four, and I'm like more than halfway through season five now. So I think I really like this idea of just like taking a show from my watch list that I've watched like couple of seasons up and just finishing it, just deciding, committing to it and finishing it. So maybe one day I'll finish Gossip Girl and Friday Night Lights and all the shows. I just, when it comes up, that'll be the time when I'm just gonna be like, I'm just gonna power through. And then I think I talked about this, but I've been watching more Undercover Underage. So on my streaming service, it said I didn't have access to season one, so I just started watching season two, and I finished season two, and then like 2 days ago it was like, we think you would like this. And it was season one. So now I'm going back and watching season one. And it's so weird because in season one, it's the head of like the SOSA agency that's pretending to be the underage girls. So it's like this 30-year-old woman who's doing all the pretending. But in season two, they have like hired people. That's literally their job. But they're all like 20 to like 25 pretending to be like underage, but she's like 30. She's 32 and the mother of three pretending to be underage. And I'm just like, wow, yeah, no. Season two's a lot better. And like even the law enforcement in season two is like way more willing to work with them. Like in season one, they did all this work to capture this guy's identity. And then they're like, as of the airing of this episode, no charges have been laid, except for like they did all the work to capture him and they just chose not to charge him yet.
Yeah, no. I don't think I couldn't even watch. Like, I was watching a lot of SVU marathons, and my husband was like, "You're getting like too upset. Like, you can't watch this anymore." Basically, not like saying I can't watch it, but I was,
yeah.
So like, I don't even think I could handle something like that.
No, I know you, and I'm like, yeah, no. Like, you barely, like, you're not even done Hawaii 5-0 yet. So I'm like, yeah, there's no way.
I know. I do want to get back to Hawaii 5-0. I was just like boycotting because I was like upset about Chin and Kono.
And Kono leaving, yeah.
I have a problem with that. Like if there's something that happens that like I never finished Younger because I was mad about how that ended too. Like I will get to them. I swear I will get to them. But yeah.
Well, if you watch Hawaii 5-0, then we can talk Hawaii 5-0. But you got to watch it first. And I mean, it's hard when, but yeah.
No, anyway. I did love Hawaii 5-0. That was like, we used to watch it like live. Like, we loved Hawaii 5-0. So I will get back to it.
All right. Well, this is not a Hawaii 5-0 podcast. It is the end of our series, and it's also the end of our recording for this year. Well, for main pod. Beverly Hills 90210 Challenge pod will still be coming out every 2 weeks on Tuesdays. But we're taking a little bit of a hiatus over here on Thursdays. We are just, it's our little like Christmas, Thanksgiving break. And just to give us some more ideas, get refreshed. We want to spend more time with like our friends and our family with this upcoming season. And last year we recorded like right through, like we didn't take a real break last year. So we're taking a break this year. It's going to be for like 6 weeks. We'll be back in the beginning of January. Not sure exactly the date. We may or may not come back on the 4th, or we might come back on the 11th. We're not too sure yet, but we'll be back in early January. We'll be coming up with some fresh ideas. We're going to be talking like, I think we're going to go into character tropes. So we'll be talking like blondies, bad boy with the heart of gold. We'll be talking like smart girls and gals, brunettes, things like that. We'll just be really focusing on those character tropes. So you'll hear so much more about like Andrea Zuckerman and Kelly Taylor and Haley James Scott. So we haven't lost our roots, even though we've been doing Beverly Hills for the last little while, but we'll be back in the new year. But before we can take a break, let's finish this episode. So this week we are talking Steve and Janet, Ian Ziering and Lindsay Price.
So, as we said in our Steve and Claire episode, Steve was introduced in the pilot. We meet Steve in the pilot of season one. And then Janet is introduced in season eight. And Janet's first scene is with Steve, actually. In season eight, episode 15, Janet and Steve meet for the first time when she interviews for a job at the Beverly Beat. So, it's Steve and Brandon are interviewing Janet for a job at their newspaper.
And Janet's like, so at this time Steve is like just dating or just on the heels of breaking up with Hilary Swank's character. So Janet's like, we see her in random scenes here and there, but she doesn't really come more into focus till the end of season eight. So in 8:26, Steve talks to Janet about how annoyed he is that he got dumped yet again. And Janet tells him he's warm and compassionate and just needs the right woman to appreciate him. She suggests he becomes friends with the woman before moving on to becoming lovers. He asks, "How can I find a woman like that?" And then she shoots him a glare and says, "Maybe you're not looking hard enough." So this is kind of like a little bit of a hint that they might get together, but yeah.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, because I know that they were like writing out Hilary Swank's character. So, like, were they bringing in Janet for Steve, or did it just kind of like work out that they kind of like worked out together? Like, I always wonder about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, next up is season eight, episode 27. Janet pretends to be Steve's date to the high school reunion, and he's really mean and horrible to her. Like, he goes and brings her, and then he has this other girl there who's like flirting with him. So he like ditches Janet. And then the other girl is actually just like looking for revenge on Steve. And so like he does end up like trying to like apologize like towards the end of the episode, but Steve is just Steve sometimes.
Yeah, season 8, episode 28. Steve spends the entire episode trying to apologize to Janet for how he treated her in the reunion episode, the previous one, and asks her out again, but she says no. She doesn't think that, like, she's like, "You're just gonna end up hurting me." She doesn't think that, like, she can give him a real chance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame her at this point. Like, he hasn't, given a good a chance at that. Next up is season nine, episode six. They get locked in a freezer and they end up hooking up for the first time.
Season 9, episode 7. They continue to hook up, and Steve wants to give it a real go, but Janet declines and says that they should just stay friends with benefits, as she does not want to get hurt by him.
And then season nine, episode 15. She spots a mole on Steve's back, and so Steve is like freaking out, thinking that like he has cancer. And Janet is just like really supportive to him throughout this episode and is like a really great support system for him.
Yeah. Next up is season 9, episode 16. So they go on a camping trip where they take these two teenagers who kind of hate each other on the trip, and the teenagers end up like kind of hooking up. So then Steve and Janet like continue to hook up, and they realize that they like want to give it a real go and be a real couple.
Next up is season nine, episode 17. Janet's family does not approve of Steve when she introduces him as her boyfriend.
Yeah, like her dad wants her to marry somebody who's like Japanese and not Steve.
I mean, to be fair, it's Steve.
And Steve was still in his like kind of menacing era. He doesn't become like the Steve that we love till like season 10. So, yeah.
I mean, I love Steve, but I don't think anyone's parents would be like, yes, Steve is exactly who you should marry.
Season 9, episode 23. Steve tells Janet that he gets worried about planning for their future because he's afraid she's going to leave him like everyone else did, which is so sad, but it's nice to see a vulnerable Steve.
Yeah. And then season 10, episode two, Steve worries that Janet is going to break up with him because she's acting very weird. She reassures him that she wants to be with him. And then later she tells him that the reason why she's been acting strange is because she's pregnant. And Steve is like super supportive of her until he finds out that she has known she was pregnant for 3 months and didn't tell him. And now he's just like kind of like upset that she didn't like she kept this huge secret from him for a really long time. And he's just like not sure what he wants to do at this point.
Season 10, episode 3. Steve tells Janet that he's ready to be a father, and he goes with her to the doctor's appointment. He starts to panic again about the baby and tells Janet about it, which upsets her. He later apologizes and proposes to her. Initially, she agrees, but then tells him that she thinks he's just proposing out of obligation and she doesn't want to marry him, which like is fair, but also like Steve was being honest about his feelings and Janet was kind of like mean to him. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can't like that was a long time to not tell someone. Like that's a long time to be keeping the secret. So I feel like it makes sense that Steve would be freaking out a little bit. Next up is season 10, episode 4. Steve decides to propose to Janet again, and she finally agrees. They decide that they want to be surprised about if the baby is a boy or a girl.
Yeah. Season 10, episode 5, Steve and Janet have their engagement party, and then they have to deal with like their unsupportive parents. Obviously, Janet's parents are unsupportive because they don't like Steve and they wanted her to be with somebody Japanese. And then Steve's mom just thinks that they're rushing into it, and same with Rush, basically.
Yeah. And then season 10, episode 6, after being unsupportive, Steve shows up and encourages Janet to perform with her band. So her in this episode, basically, it's like the Halloween episode and Janet's old band is performing and she's like excited to do it. And Steve at first is like, no, like we're gonna have like a Halloween party thing here. Like we're just gonna do a little haunted house for the kids. And so Janet's like really upset, but then at the end of the episode, she's like really nervous and she's getting like a little bit of stage fright. And then Steve shows up and encourages her, and then she's like super excited to do it. And then he's like there to support her when she's performing, which is really cute.
Yeah. Season 10, episode 8, which I think is like their most like their famous episode. Steve and Janet create a scavenger hunt for their friends, which leads them to their surprise wedding.
I love that episode. Like, it's just so fun and like happy. It's like such a rewatchable episode. I
Yeah.
just, and then seasons 10, episode 9 and 10, it's like a two-parter. Janet and Steve try to enjoy their mini honeymoon, but things keep going terribly wrong. First, their hotel room goes on fire, so that's like a bad omen for their wedding, I guess. And then the second one, there's like a big band performing outside of their room. And so it's just like really loud, and Janet's just kind of over it, and she's like, "I don't really want to do this anymore. Like, I'm going. I want to go home." And then Steve encourages her. He's like, "No, like we're enjoying our honeymoon. Like, let's stay here." And he gets the band to perform like a romantic song, and they have like a little slow dance, and she's like happy that he changed her mind and decided for them to stay. And then this episode ends up with her going into premature labor. And they're like really worried about their daughter because she's like really early and now she's having trouble breathing. And so it's kind of like everyone is just like freaking out about it. And so like the second part of the episode is like everyone freaking out. They end up picking her name, calling her Madeline. And by the end of the episode, she's breathing on her own okay, and things are looking up for them.
Yeah. Season 10, episode 11, Janet and Steve bring Maddie home from the hospital.
And then season 10, episode 12, Steve goes to Janet's parents and convince them to come over for Christmas and be a part of Janet and Maddie's lives. So basically they like run into Janet's parents when they're buying a Christmas tree, and they're like kind of supportive but not really. And then they like rush out when they go to her house for dinner, and then they rush out. And then Steve goes there because he's like sees how upset Janet is that her parents aren't being supportive. And he goes there and it's like, this is the last time. Like, you're either gonna be a part of their lives or you're never gonna be a part of their lives. And so they come over, and then Janet's like really happy. And it was just really nice that Steve like went out of his way to try to fix that for her.
The next few episodes is just them being like super happy and blissful. They're trying to navigate like it being like the three of them and stuff like that. And their next big moment is in season 10, episode 24 and 25, another two-parter. So Jan and Steve have to decide if they want to sell the newspaper or not. Steve would be a stay-at-home dad while Janet would work as a journalist still.
Yeah, so they really struggle with that because at first Steve is like not totally sold on it, and Janet was, and it's just like a whole thing. And then this continues in season 10, episodes 26 and 27, also known as the series finale of Beverly Hills 90210. Steve finally supports Janet with her new job. Like I said, he was originally like didn't really want to be a stay-at-home dad, wasn't super sure about it. But now she feels like she is missing everything with Steve and Maddie. So now she's kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this job. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of want to be more hands-on. So they're kind of like had a role reversal there. They eventually end up deciding that they're going to open a publication together on their own so that they can spend more time together. And with Maddie, they'll bring Maddie to work with them. And then they just end up the series happy and in love.
And with that, that is the end of Janet and Steve and the end of our Beverly Hills 90210 mini couple series. Thank you so much for coming along with us. We appreciate all your support. We did have a few comments on social media. So 90210 underscore love and underscore gush, as always, just sent the fire emoji. And then Muse Chick said cute.
And then over on Twitter, Jess Bell 63, aka Sarah, said, "I love Steve and Janet." And obviously, we agree.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for supporting us over this last year. 2023 has been such a great year, and we've put out some really cool episodes. We've had some really cool guests. We started Challenge Pod this year, which is going to continue till the end of the year. I got to go visit like some of the locations from Beverly Hills 90210, some like the OC locations. And we're going to continue putting out fun content in 2024, and we hope that you guys will continue to rock with us. If you guys choose not to listen to Challenge, we understand. So this is where we leave you for 2023, but we will still be like shouting out our old episodes and still engaging on social media and stuff like that. So feel free to message us over there. You guys can DM us on Instagram or on Twitter, aka known as X, as well as send us an email. We also have a Patreon. Shout out to Amaya. On that Patreon, you can get bonus content such as video pods, special bonus episodes, as well as you'll get a little thank you card and some merch from me and Christina. We appreciate all the support. If you can't support us at Patreon, this is support enough. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.